Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Struck well to center field. Merrill back. Merrill looking up. Out of here.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. Adios. That was Ramos's homer from a couple days ago. Chapman hit one last night, and then Ramos with a big double last night and to tie the game. And, hey, Jung-Hoo Lee made some contact and then brought him in. Anyway.
Oh, here we go. High drive to left.
That's out of here.
Lockridge back at the wall. He leaps, and it is
Yeah. Dwayne Kuiper on the call. NBC Sports Bay Area. Giants win 6-5.
We call that a dong, Steiny. Home runs in the Yoon. Dong.
Yep. Okay. So, you did bother me about my, when I wanted to have a discussion about, just real quick,
okay,
the
take
NBA
your time.
Play.
We got 4 hours.
No, that's the thing. I start to talk about a topic, and then you shut it down, and then, like, you say, oh, Steiny, you want to do this? I don't want to do anything. You know what I want to do? I want to broach the subject.
Okay, no doubt.
Can you do that without having to win an argument, without having to make another guy look bad? Can we just have a discussion one time, you and me? Girl?
No, seriously, this hurts me because I feel like I should be saying that to you. That's all you do. Some days, I don't think you, Evan, I don't even recognize you. I'm the guy, and Evan and I do it sometimes without you. Just conversate. There don't have to be a winner or loser. And you know what? When I walk away from said conversation, I'll be like, Steiny did have a point. That's the beauty of conversation. But you get so Crips and Bloods with it, Hatfields and McCoys, like, no, it's got to be this. We can't have that nuanced conversation like Willard and Dibbs or Chasky and Spadoni or Evan and I. Dude, they're great. But anyway, Steiny, the Giants.
Forget it.
Do you have a problem with me saying I've hitched my wagon to Ramos? It's his team.
Well, what's
just because of the birth certificate.
What's the date?
Well,
it's June 5th.
How many candidates? It ain't a dime.
It's June 5th.
Right, Willie.
He's hitching his wagon to Ramos.
No, I'm just, come on.
Talk to me over the weekend.
That emotion was everything, man. And I felt like the guys in the dugout needed it. And again, I got them making the wild card. That was just the way to get off the mat. Just imagine what we're talking about if they lose that game last night. And it looked like they were. 5-0.
How about Sean Jelly?
No, man. Looks like he should be on the hoop court every time I see him. Like, dude, he's tall as hell. But, you know, you're watching that game, and never once did I think, okay, he's holding it down. He's not making it worse. But I didn't think the Giants' bats were going to wake up, and they woke up in a big way.
They got to wake up at some point.
I'm with you.
I mean, goodness gracious.
So we'll see today. Today's game is...
Oh, what is it?
Does that filter
make or break?
In? No, not
legacy?
Make or break.
Legacy game?
No, you would just like to see if there's some Uncle Mo. You know who that is?
Well, Dylan Cease is on the mound. He'll have a little something to say about it.
And so is Robbie Ray.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his personal catcher.
That, wow.
Hey, some of the greats have always had their personal catchers. Let me be clear. Steve Carlton had Tim McCarver. And then, what's his name? The guy that Evan thinks is better than Tom Seaver, but not. Maddox. Greg Maddox had his own personal catcher.
Oh, Maddox was a
bad boy. Not their normal catcher. Who was the cat? Eddie Perez? Eddie Perez?
Tim McCarver was a starter. He was an all-star.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is such a D.
I'm the Michael Jackson meme with the popcorn.
I'm not talking about when he was with the Cardinals. When Steve Carlton was with the Phillies, their starting catcher was Bob Boone. But Tim McCarver caught for Steve Carlton. Greg Maddox had the same kind of guy. I think it was Eddie Perez. I'm not 100% sure.
With the Cubs or with the Braves?
Braves.
Or with the Padres?
With the
or
Braves.
With the Dodgers?
With the Braves. With the Atlanta Braves. Help me, text lines.
Well, somebody has been listening for years. 415. Stiney is the same every day, Goo.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Stiney is sane every day. And the inference is you're a little bit insane.
No, he said same. That was
no,
a
S-A-N-E.
He meant the same, S-A-M-E.
I like it this way.
Yeah.
I do.
Of course you do.
I like it this way. Okay, can I broach this subject without you doing what you normally do? Okay, so I was thinking about the... Okay, let me ask you this. And when I ask Goo, I'm asking everybody. How you feeling? Do you like the NBA playoffs?
I love them.
Okay. What's the best part about the NBA playoffs?
It's symbolic of you're in the tournament and your ultimate goal is weeks, yet maybe months away. It's in your grasp. You've been invited to the basketball tournament of champions.
That's it?
Yeah. The finality.
Yeah, maybe I'll just talk about something else.
What happened?
Well, I'm thinking about a lot of the playoffs in the past, whether it's this era, another era. I love the playoffs too. And let's talk about the Warriors. All right. I think, and I might be wrong, they're done. They're never winning a title with this core. They're too old. The playoffs are too much of a grind to make the playoffs and then to navigate 2 months of playoff basketball. You've played 82 games. Now you're going into the playoffs. Now you're playing games that are officiated differently. They're more physical. And it just stands to reason that more guys are going to get hurt during the playoffs than in the regular season, it feels like. So I love the idea that, you can't win a title unless you can endure that marathon. That's
the beauty of it.
Okay. Then we need to acknowledge that we are going to have a playoff system pretty much. And you could say, this is the way it is in all sports. We're never going to have, it's always going to be determined by attrition. Maybe not so much as the product. In other words, let's say I'm a Warrior fan this year. How do you look at it? Well, we could have won it, but Curry got hurt and Butler wasn't great. Okay, that's fair. By the same token, I would say they were never, ever going to make it through without something happening. And I'm just wondering how people feel about it because the Warriors have been on the right side of this and the wrong side of this. They won a first title. Kyrie Irving and Love were hurt. They got a benefit when Kawhi Leonard got hurt in the Western Conference Finals in that 1 year. They lost the title because Durant got hurt and because Klay Thompson got hurt. This year, the Warriors lost any opportunity because Steph Curry got hurt. Jason Tatum gets hurt. I get it. He's younger. Boston doesn't have a chance. My question is this the way we kind of want it? Or would it be better? LeBron James suggested a month off before the playoffs.
Who happens to be the oldest superstar in the game.
Draymond Green.
Who's right behind him.
Said, I think 2 weeks before would be a great rest. You get 2 weeks off after the regular season, and then here come the playoffs, and everybody's ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, would it be more beneficial for the league, the whole league, not just the Warriors or any, if you gave them 2 weeks off before the playoffs and you thought that would mitigate some of these injuries, would you do it?
Yeah, but that's, I'm saying yes, Donnie, but that's unrealistic.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know if it is anymore.
Jason Tatum, injuries affect every and anybody.
Right.
And if you, I'm just being true, Donnie, I'm not blowing up. If you truly are enjoying these playoffs like you just said a few minutes ago, why the hell are you going down that rabbit hole as if you're dissatisfied because injuries are affecting the product or who's moving on? The bottom line with my Warriors and our Warriors is the way that you're structured is a megastar you're going all in for. So right now you're the older fighter in the ring. But for you to double back in LeBron and Draymond at this juncture in their lives, these two dudes were not saying this when they were, you know, winning titles and in it to win it. So my point is how you get your own rest is you knock out your opponent early as possible and then you get that rest. But Steinie, I mean, Magic Bird, line one, the Bulls,
right.
It was always decided by... That was, you know, injuries, you cannot, there's luck in sports, partner,
right.
And all across the board. But I am dare not that guy saying, oh, wow, the NBA champion right now is who's got the best attrition. No, it's what I hate to say, the young guys. And that's what Indiana has. Youth everywhere. That's what OKC has. And it's what the Warriors had. But miss me with, and I hear this a lot, Kyrie and Love. Those were flukes, just like KD and Klay. Klay went up to dunk. That's not his game. He got hurt. But to think we need, you can't control injuries, partner. That's all. Even if you gave him 3 weeks rest.
Well, I disagree to some extent because if you listen to the Warriors and Celebrini talk, they have devices or they apparently have some way to measure where a guy's body is and when he's more likely to be hurt in a situation.
So not to cut you off, that bothers me because it's obviously not working or it needs batteries because if that were the case, Steph wouldn't have got hurt.
Well,
because you would have knew he was close to getting hurt.
But that's what they maintain.
Mm.
They maintain that they can tell when a body is physically under more duress than maybe at a normal time. And so...
check engine light, we call it, Sonny. You wish you could have that.
Okay, so...
like, I'm just fine with it the way... like, Like, Michael did it. Burge,
well,
Jerry West.
Okay, hold on. No, whenever... and you too.
Okay.
Whenever I bring up the 80s, and rightfully so, guys like Evan are like, who cares about the 80s? And you're right. Like, I don't... what Jordan and Magic and Bird did is kind of irrelevant to my way of thinking. It's 40 years ago. I'm just wondering if the NBA.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Playoffs are so different than the regular season.
Physicality-wise, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And the way the game's called. So I feel like in football and baseball, the games are essentially similar. They're more intense, don't get me wrong. But
they mirror the play. Like, I get what you're saying.
I'm just wondering, like, okay, Aaron Gordon said, look at Tatum's injury and look at Curry's injury. And he said, those are fatigue-based injuries. And it would be nice if, once the playoffs started, we got an extra day off between games.
But that does every not once mean in a, while. A player's going to not pull a hammy.
No, but he's more likely not to.
We think that way, Stoney.
Okay,
then why are the rules the way they are, and they've been that way for 50 years? 82 games, and you go through this stretch of the offs. And if we went through every series this year, I believe the best team won. Now, there's going to be some asterisks, but come on. If we even go back this last decade with the injuries you talk about, the basketball part of it, the best team is winning 98% of the time. And Zucci, man, is saying, Goo, just because something's working doesn't mean it can be improved. I gotcha. But, Stoney, I guess what I'm saying to you in the science element of it, only God controls or know when somebody's going to get hurt.
We know that guys are going to get hurt more often if they play games closer together. Like, we know that. We also know guys are more likely to get hurt the older they get. All I'm saying is when we say, oh, injuries happen, they're part of the game, there's no doubt.
Okay.
There's no doubt. And injuries happen, and they affect the playoffs, and if you lose somebody, you're done. And all I'm saying is, would you be open to some kind of remedy that may improve players' ability to perform in the playoffs by changing some part of the schedule? Or, I mean, I would love for them to cut the season to 60 games, but that's not going to happen.
I hear that and I hate it, but I'll say this, Donnie. It's easy for me to say with my remote and nachos watching these guys lay it on the line. I hate the days off. I understand it. But it's kind of the prize of making the finals. No matter what happens, and there could be injuries, Donnie, Indiana's rested, and so are the Thunder. And that's how you kind of want it. I don't know how you can guarantee guys are not going to get hurt.
You can't guarantee that guys will not get hurt. What you can do is make some tweaks that minimize the injuries, or the goal would be to lessen the guys who get hurt in the postseason because of what they're going through up until the playoffs.
Let me ask you this.
All I'm saying is if we're okay with, well, I mean, you just lose a guy, you're done. We lose a lot of guys every single year, and we all acknowledge it completely impacts the playoffs. Listen, and this is where I'm at. I love it that way. I love that attrition is one of the biggest reasons why you win or you lose. If you have to make it to the end of the season, and many guys and players can't. I kind of love that. That's why I'm so hell-bent on saying Warriors are done in my mind. Okay, now they may not be, but I think they're done. They're too old. They're never going to be able to play a full season and then go into the postseason and make a run. Okay, why, Steiny? They're old. Okay, well, then you got to pay the price for being old.
Right.
I agree with all that. I'm just wondering if the fact that attrition has become so central to who wins and who loses, or who may have success and who doesn't, would you be in favor, or could you see the league trying to give these guys some rest before the playoffs in the hope that maybe a week would re-energize them, get them more healthy than they had been, and then they start the playoffs, and maybe we see fewer of those kind of things.
Man, all I'm thinking about is from a fan perspective, Stani, the agony of the fan having to wait for the playoffs to start of that.
1 week?
And then I'll take it this step further, Stani. Why do you think they haven't done that? Like, when is the last playoffs as a whole? Now, you had two good examples. You know, the series against the Raptors back in 2019 where KD and Klay went out. But outside of that, I know Tatum went down, Stani. Is the siren really on and flashing in regard to the best team is not winning?
Well, I don't know about the best teams not winning.
That's my number one thing.
Okay, I'm just looking at the Golden State Warriors. And if you look at their titles, and I'm not saying anything's takes away, but their first run, by the time they get to the finals, attrition had taken its toll on Cleveland. They end up beating Cleveland easily because Cleveland's overmatched. Okay, how do you look at that? Well, those two Cleveland guys could not last the entire season, and so they're not going to win it. All right? That's fair.
Yeah.
But we got taken away a better finals. The Warriors win a title the year Ja Morant gets hurt. The Warriors won a title when Kawhi Leonard got hurt by Zaza Pachulia. Fluke or not, Western Conference Finals, Kawhi gets hurt, series over. 2019 finals, Durant, and I'm, look, again, I'm not saying these were preventable. I'm just telling you that Warriors had no chance once Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt. This past, you know, Tatum gets hurt. It happens. I get it. But what I'm wondering is, do we love the fact that part of what determines, at least for now, the NBA champion is mostly who can make it through an 82-game schedule and then the two-month grind. And it's now become a built-in part of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if people love it like that. Like, I think Warrior fans would love a week off before the playoffs. This maybe
right because they're the old Steph, fighter in the ring right now.
That's right. But I'm talking about any team that may be older or not. Like, for example, do you think if the Warriors, well, you've kind of said as much. Had they taken care of Houston?
Oh, no doubt.
You don't think Curry would have gotten hurt?
I honestly believe that.
Okay. Well, then what about just giving these teams a little, what if between the first and second round, instead of the Warriors having to go right into the next series, you get 3 or 4 days off before the next series? Just for people, you know, give guys a couple extra days to get right and to recharge and stuff like that.
Let me ask you this.
Like, this is what I mean. I'm not saying they need to do this. I'm just responding to the
LeBron and Draymond saying kind of.
I'm more responding to how the grind of the playoffs, the mere grind is determining outcomes, it feels like, almost more than the games itself.
See, I don't separate the two, and that's why I guess I want to keep it as is. But I tell you what, partner, if SGA would have said this, even while they're still playing, or Halliburton, one of these young guys, I got to be honest, Donnie, I think it would carry more weight because then I'm saying, huh, you're still playing, but you're looking at it through the lens of like something is off. You know, this needs to be fixed, but we haven't heard that. We heard it from Dre and kind of LeBron James, and they're kind of older. So I love that attrition is built in, Donnie, and I just feel like, is there really a basketball NBA fan that could walk in here, or fans, outside of some of the examples you cited, really say that the champion is holding up the Larry only because such and such got hurt? I don't think that's the case.
Well, you've said it a million times that Toronto didn't deserve their title.
Okay, that's one example. But okay.
I just gave you like eight during the championship Warriors run of stuff that happened. And again, injuries are a part of the game, but has it come to a point where And here's the other thing. Did Tim Duncan complain about this? It's not about complaining about it. I'm not talking about guys complaining about it. I'm talking about the actual result of, is it too much? Like, too much, like, guys are going to get hurt in the postseason.
And the regular season.
Probably more so than ever before. And so, do we want to have a playoff where we're not seeing the best players, unfortunately, because some of them can't last through an entire postseason? Like, Tatum's not complaining that the season's too long and the games are too short. He got hurt.
Yeah, that injury has become the new sprained ankle, you know?
Yeah, I just food for thought. Evan, you want to weigh in on this? You don't have to. Never mind.
What?
We got 2 minutes left. I was wondering if you wanted to weigh in on it.
On if injuries are prevalent?
Changing the format, Evan, to give them more rest before the playoffs.
Just the whole grind of the playoffs and the attrition, and it's just such a grind, and the playoffs end up like weeding guys out because they can't make it. Like, is it too grueling so that we're not seeing guys at their best at this point? And other guys we don't see at all.
What I believe is the reason that these injuries happen is also what makes the postseason great. It's because guys have to play at 110% every single play. And when you place that much stress on these ridiculously conditioned bodies that can sprint faster, jump higher than ever before, these things are going to happen.
Yep.
Now, they might happen more to older players because of the fact that they've gotten thousands of minutes on their bodies. But in 2015, when the Warriors won their first championship, Kyrie Irving broke his ankle. He was 23. Like, I don't know if shortening the season, while it might make guys feel better, is going to prevent the kinds of things that are now perhaps dictating series. Like, injuries have always been a part of sports, and I don't think it's necessarily going to get easier. So if we cut half the games in the season, Stein, we can talk about it on the other side, and these injuries still happen, well, then what do we do?
Klay Thompson wrecked his leg in the summer, Stein, day of the draft.
Right, and I could say it's because he's playing way too much basketball.
Well, I know where the side, like, Stein, who – do you think this is gaining any momentum, or this is even a thought at headquarters in the NBA? I would say not.
I think that over the last – in the recent past, there has been more and more dissatisfaction among fans that were sometimes injuries are too much dictating the result. I don't know, 888-957-9570. We can keep going down this road, or you can tell me to hit the pike and we'll go on to something else. That segment brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.